This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, we're heading to Cincinnati and welcoming longtime coach, running backs coach, both with the Bengals and the Lions, Kyle Kasky, up early to join us. And Kyle, what was your reaction to the Bengals taking the wide receiver, Ja'Marr Chase?
It didn't surprise me at all. A lot of people around here were wanting Penei Sewell to help secure the offensive line because, obviously, Joe Burrow has a big scar on his knee right now because of last year. And that's a little bit of an issue that they've been having here with the Bengals for a while is securing just a good offensive line. But when you got a guy like Ja'Marr Chase just staring you in the face right there, and especially with the history he has with Burrow, you're talking about a guy that could come in and change a game. And they just let there's been some skill guys go, like A.J. Green, John Ross, Tyler Eifert a couple years ago. So there's been a lot of skill guys leave, and this guy could replace the A.J. Green because they really don't have a guy right now that's a true number one. So that would supplant that into that number one spot with that pick.
Should they, though, be looking at offensive linemen and ways to beef up that unit with their next few picks?
No doubt. And I really believe they will. And there are some good linemen still available. Tevin Jenkins, a tackle at Oklahoma State, Wyatt Davis out of Ohio State, Jalen Mayfield out of Michigan. Just to list a few. There were 5 offensive linemen taken in the first round, which is a little bit low. Normally, there's a little bit of a run in the first round of linemen. And being that there was only 5 taken, there's still a lot available. And the one team that really benefited from that pick at number 5 of Ja'Marr Chase was my other old team, the Lions. They were ecstatic to get Penei Sewell.
This is the first time in any draft that the first 7 players come from one side of the ball. First 7 players coming from the offensive side of the ball. That's never happened before. Does that surprise you as a coach that we see more and more almost peer pressure where teams are desperate to find playmakers on offense?
Yeah, points is what sells right now. And the sexy thing is to get those high powered offenses and think you're going to outscore everybody and some teams it works for. But again, there was a lot of free agency movement on defense this year. And a lot of teams, I think, feel like they secured their defense this year through free agency. So that's why they could jump up early like they did this year in the draft and for offense.
Kyle Kasky joining us from Cincinnati, an 11-year NFL coach who, if you missed our first conversation, goes back about a month ago or so when we found out that he worked with Mac Jones as part of the pre-draft process. So Mac Jones ends up in New England. Knowing what you know of Mac and of his history with Nick Saban, how do you like this marriage with the Patriots?
I think it's the best thing that could have happened to him. And I know he's probably disappointed he didn't get taken at number 3 because it's always kind of cool to say I was taken number 3 or whatever the case may be. But when you drop down there and you go to the Patriots and you know that they're looking to bolster their quarterback room, and he has a really good relationship with the Patriots just because of his relationship with Alabama, because Bill Belichick and the Patriots, and they're very close to that program. So there's been a lot of talking between those two, between the Patriots and Mac Jones throughout this whole process. And I know that he was studying a lot of old Tom Brady film from a couple of years back. So he's going to be ready to go and fit in. He'll fit in just fine there.
Belichick has indicated Cam Newton is the quarterback. The idea is to get Mac Jones adjusted to make sure he's ready. What's best case scenario for Mac and in general for the Patriots at that position?
The best case scenario would be for Cam Newton to come out and you know, play lights out like we know he can, and just come out and do that, and then let Mac Jones develop. There's a quarterback in the news yesterday, Aaron Rodgers, that did that for a couple of years, and that turned out okay. So it's not a bad thing to go in and learn and not have to be thrown in the fire right off the bat.
Just out of curiosity, since you mentioned Aaron Rodgers, can you imagine, because you've been on coaching staffs for over a decade in the NFL and then obviously in college too, the reaction from the Packers front office, the Packers coaching staff, upon hearing this report that Rodgers is unhappy and he doesn't want to play for Green Bay anymore?
I would be shocked if that's the first time that it's been mentioned to them. I'm sure that they've had talks behind the scenes, and there was word that they flew out to California to talk to him. And I think the first time you hear that, it's probably a little bit like, come on, man, you know, I thought we had a good relationship, but there may be more to it that we don't even know about. So, you know, that's the biggest thing about these NFL teams. There's so much stuff that's kept behind closed doors that even some of the coaches that are in the building don't even know about. So I'm sure there's a lot more to this story than we've heard so far.
All right, speaking of closed doors, Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch did not tell their coaching staff. They did not tell the rest of the front office. They didn't tell their friends, didn't tell their families. In fact, they didn't even tell Trey Lance until 2 minutes before he was picked. What's your reaction? Because this is the first time you texted me last night was when the Niners went with Trey.
It was a little bit of a shock to me because I really had it in my mind they were taking Mac Jones, but that's the way a lot of these teams are working these days, is they're so worried about somebody in the building leaking it out, and because everybody has friends now in the media, and everybody has friends that have friends in the media, and the second that a little bit slips out of the building, it goes wildfire, and I think we all know that. And I know with Detroit, it was run a lot like that, and even us down the hallway, there was a lot of things we didn't know, and then we had an idea, but we didn't know, and then we found out as the night went on as well.
He has the same number of college starts as Mac. North Dakota State, Alabama, obviously completely different. Only played one game last season because of COVID and what happened at North Dakota State. How much of a project will he be with the Niners?
It'll be a little bit of a project because it's hard to simulate the speed of the game. If you haven't played it, you can go watch film. You can go out and do workouts. But the speed of the game is going to be something he's going to have to catch up to just for not playing for that long. The level of football, yeah, it's different, but North Dakota State also plays at a very, very high level of what they do. And it wasn't this kid's fault that he didn't play last season. He only played one game. You know, some of these opt-outs, that was their own decision. This was not this kid's decision. So I'm sure that he'll come right back around this pretty quickly.
Kyle Kasky, most recently coached running backs with the Detroit Lions, is now back in Cincinnati, where he was on the Bengals staff for a number of years. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. We saw a pair of running backs go back-to-back, 24 and 25. Kyle, Najee Harris from Alabama ends up with the Steelers. And then Travis Etienne out of Clemson is back with Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars. You don't always see running backs go early, but how do you like these two?
It doesn't surprise me that those are the first two taken. I think a lot of people had those guys number one or number two. I'm a little surprised that both of them went in the first round. Haven't seen two running backs go in the first round that early in a while. And it's the Javonte Williams is still sitting there too. So I was a little surprised maybe he didn't kind of fall into the run as those two came off the board back to back. I was like, okay, there's probably going to be another running back come off. And I wouldn't be surprised because of that, one of these running backs that's left comes off the board pretty quickly. And I think it'd be Javonte Williams, probably the next one here in the second round.
Once the draft is done, and I know there's still several rounds, well, most of the draft to go, obviously, over the next couple of days. But once it's done, what happens next with the coaching staff and with these rookies that are picked up?
These guys are usually flown. Well, the draft picks are usually flown in, like say today, to do media and things like that. So the guys that got drafted last night, they'll be. And this is pre-COVID, so it may be a little different. But they'd be flown in today. We get a chance to meet with them, get some playbook material to them, actually talk to them, go through a little small bit of coaching. And then they usually leave, and then they end up coming back whenever rookie minicamp comes about. But there is a lot of talk with these guys as a position coach throughout the time until they get back in the building, and just trying to get them up to speed. Hey, listen, you need to get all your loose ends tied up, because when you get here, we're going. And then once they get in the building, it's just full speed ahead, and they gotta really do their part and learn as quickly as possible.
What is the toughest adjustment typically for rookies to the NFL, Kyle?
It's a job. It's not just your extracurricular activity anymore. It is your livelihood now, and a lot of guys have got to understand that, and they've got to do everything to that standard, and that's everything outside the building as well. And it's not being on time. That shouldn't even be an issue. You should never have to worry about a guy being on time for something. And it's more or less, it's now it becomes an 8 or 9 hour a day job, just like people do out in the real world. Because I can tell you right now, this is not the real world we were living in when it comes to playing and coaching football. So they got to get used to that.
So the approach, the professionalism, recognizing that you have to be all in. What about on the field? Where do you see guys struggle the most when they make the adjustment to the NFL?
They have to actually learn the entire game. They can't just learn their position. I think you can get away with that and at the lower levels. And when I say lower levels, high school and college, you can get away with that just knowing your position. But when it gets to the NFL, you got to know everything, because you got to know where you fit and how you fit. And then, because there's going to be some times where things are being thrown at us really quickly in a game or in practice, and you've got to adjust, and you can't just sit there and say, I memorized my route or I memorized my blocking assignment. I've got to know now, we called a certain concept. I've got to know where, I'm on the right side, I'm on the strong side, whatever the case may be. I've got to know what's going on, because it doesn't slow down.
Mm, great stuff, especially early in the morning when I know that you're in the midst of a move and you got a family that you're readjusting to Cincinnati. But we appreciate the insight. You can find Kyle on Twitter at Coach Kyle Kasky. 11 years in the NFL, will soon be going back most recently of Cincinnati and Detroit. And of course, as always, Kyle, we will welcome you on the show anytime. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.